Texting between two different kinds of phones makes photos blurry, ugly, and security risky. Not just that, it also makes video calling, editing messages, or leaving a group nearly impossible. With WhatsApp, everyone can enjoy seamless messaging with the protection of end-to-end encryption. Streamline your messages across all devices on WhatsApp. Message privately with anyone you want. Click the banner or download now to learn more.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Podcast. I am your host, Mike Broadbent. Joining me once again is my co-host, Richie O'Leary. So we got some news for you guys. Antonio Chole is the first of what we expect to be many players who entered the portal this offseason. We have some news and updates on guys we previously reported on Rutgers showing interest in the portal and a few other miscellaneous things. But first, our podcast is brought to you, our presenting sponsor, I should say, is Night and Day Apparel. Calling all Rutgers students, alumni, and fans. Are you looking for new and unique Rutgers merchandise? Night and Day has you covered. From t-shirts to hoodies to drinkware and pet accessories, Night and Day focuses on providing the Rutgers community with exclusive, one-of-a-kind tailgating products. So be sure to check out the links in today's podcast description to their website and their social media accounts so you can stay on top of everything Night and Day, including new merch drops and promotional announcements. Shop now and keep chopping. I don't know if you can get it on time, but with St. Patty's Day right around the corner, they do have some pretty cool St. Patrick's Day Rutgers gear. So yeah, check that out for sure.
Some neat stuff on here for sure. And use the code Rutgers Rivals for, I think it's 10% off.
Yep.
So.
Additionally, we are sponsored by the Cut app. We've got a great new sponsor, and I love betting basically on anything, especially with my friends, sports games, who's faster, who can, you know, win in Mario Kart, that kind of stuff. So the Cut app allows you to do that. It's a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states. It has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network, group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All the payments are made through the app, so you don't need Venmo or anything like that. If you use our promo code BELIEVE Rutgers, that's BLEAV Rutgers, you get a 10% welcome bonus, so don't forget to use that promo code. Put your money where your mouth is. All right, so in the least surprising news of the offseason, Antonio Chole has announced he is entering the portal. He is a guy who would have had 3 years of eligibility left, but he is leaving Rutgers after 2 years in the program. He redshirted last year. This year he played sparingly. I think he made an appearance in 7 games. He was a guy who had a lot of promise. I remember specifically a Jerry Carino article from either last summer or two summers ago, where he was hyping him up as like the second best player on the court next to Cliff. So this is a guy who he was brought in because he was supposed to be a shooting specialist and potentially a 3-and-D type down the road. A big, rangy guy. He had plenty of athleticism, but for whatever reason, didn't seem to click. What are you hearing about the Chole transfer on your end?
It's not super shocking whatsoever for the most part. Carino did say he looked really good in practice. I was also at that practice. I didn't think he was looking as good as Carino was hyping him up to be. But Pike did hype him up quite a bit at times, saying he was like the best 3-point shooter on the team. And I think it was one of the preseason press conferences, like right before training camp or right in the middle or something like that. But yeah, I mean, this really shouldn't come as a surprise, because if you followed our what was our odds chart or whatever that we had. Mm-hmm. You tweeted it out yesterday morning. I forget. But yeah, I tweeted out yesterday, and it was plus 1900 Antonio Chill to stay, and that was by far the highest. And it just is what it is. Like, he never cracked the rotation. Even when he did play, he played what, like a 2 minute game, and that was it. And it's like, see ya, done. Yeah, this isn't really anything super shocking here.
Yeah, by no means should this be a surprise to anybody who is either on the board or listens to this podcast. I expect this, like I said, to be the first of many. Do you expect this to kind of be a slow roll, like one guy announces a day, or do you expect a big announcement kind of all at once about the rest of the departures this offseason?
So it's probably going to be a big announcement all at once. I know people have been asking me on the boards, basically saying like, hey, like who's next? When's it going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. Like, they're all like giggity about this whole thing. Like, we need space. We need space. Like, we need to get some portal guys. But yeah, no, it's probably all going to happen at once. And it sounds like it's probably going to happen closer to Monday, because that's when the portal technically officially opens. From what I was told, the Chol thing wasn't really supposed to come out this early, but it did. It is what it is. And I'm expecting a mass exodus on Monday afternoon, probably, maybe Tuesday. So we'll see. But yeah, it sounds like early next week is probably when you're going to hear a lot more news. And you're probably going to see, I'm kind of standing by what I said. I know I said it like tongue in cheek at first, but I'm standing by five total. That's one. So I still think there's going to be four more.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, they need to make some space. They're two over, even if you know, nobody left. So there has to be departures regardless. So this, you know, just expect it. It's going to probably happen Monday, like Richie said. And yeah, here's the updated scholarship chart. We're still one over with the Chol announcement. Any names specifically that you probably, I know we already talked about the odds, but have anything changed with those odds in your mind, or are they still about accurate what we previously estimated?
I think they're pretty close to accurate still. Not a lot has changed. It's probably been a week and a half, 2 weeks now since that, that pod. I do think there's a chance Derek Simpson could stay, but I still think he probably leaves. Oscar's the weird one. I know I put him at plus 150 to return, which would make it almost seem like it's kind of favorable to stay, but I'm starting to lean more towards he's not going to return. But again, if you get all these guys, whatever, these guys leave and you get a couple portal guys, and then it's like, hey, like, we still have a 13th ship. And I know Pike's been giving it to the walk-ons the past couple years, not this past season specifically, but the 3 years, 4 years before that. I think if you have that ship, you got to get Palmquist on the team. He raves about this guy as a teammate. Like, it's insane. Even senior day, like, he went out of his way to, again, like, rave about or the senior day press conference, went out of his way to rave again about Oscar Palmquist and how great of a teammate he was. And he kept saying, he's not good, he's great. This man will cheer you on even if you're airballing threes. Like, you saw him this year. He was cheering on guys that were airballing layups. So, it'd be hard to not have him on the team. But, no, for the most part, I think everything's still probably status quo. Looking back at those odds, actually, I don't know what I did with him.
Rutgers podcast.
Yeah, I think I had Griffiths, like, in a weird spot. I had Griffiths minus 500. I'd probably go Davis and Griffiths even higher than that minus 500. I know technically they said they're coming back, so it doesn't it's cheating, I guess. But yeah, for the most part, I think it's all still pretty accurate. I might even put Wolfolk at like a plus 400 now instead of plus 200, which he was. I might. Yeah, that's probably the only other thing I changed. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of guys in the portal. Should put it like that, and it's not just at Rutgers. It's everywhere. Is this true? Did Kenny Pickett just get traded to the Eagles?
He did, yeah.
What the hell?
Wild. I thought that I figured the Eagles would be in the market for a backup, because their current backup, I think, is Tanner McKee, and he doesn't really play in any way, shape, or form like Jalen Hurts does. I was hoping they would go after Justin Fields, get him at get him as like a basically throwaway piece for the Bears because they have to move him. They can't go into the draft with him still on the roster. And it sounds like there's not really much of a market for him. So trading a day three pick is what I was hoping. But anyway.
Yeah, that was just just wild.
that did just happen.
That's insane.
Let's talk about, we talked about the guys who are departing and kind of a timeline for when that should be expected. Let's talk about some of the players who Rutgers might be involved with.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We're looking at, there was two specific names we had previously discussed. One was Javon Porter, who is at Pepperdine. He is the younger brother of Michael Porter Jr. and Jonte Porter. What are you hearing on him? Was that reliable? Was that accurate when we were talking about last time? Or does that sound like that's not actually happening?
So from what I was told is, number one, he's going to Missouri. That's like set in stone, basically. The two brothers did go to Missouri. He's a Missouri native. It just makes a lot of sense. They also suck, so they need some help badly. Yep. I think they went winless in the SEC, if I recall correctly.
Yes, they did.
That is rough. Anyway, like we see these tweets where it's like, this guy says he has Rutgers interest, this guy says he doesn't. I'm told no phone call actually took place between Rutgers and Porter. This is just like one of those situations, it sounds like, where there's like seven schools on there and it's like, yo, hey, let's hype them up a little more. That's whoever tweeted it posted like four more schools and it was like, whatever, here, just throw Rutgers on there. That'll help. But yeah, no, it doesn't sound like Rutgers is really interested in Porter at all, like whatsoever for the most part. And like I said, it also does seem like it's set in stone where he's going. So it's just more of it is what it is.
I didn't expect them to land him, but that was I thought that was an interesting name. The other was more of a local kid, Penn guard Clark Slashchert. He's got 1 year of eligibility. He's listed at 6'1", 180. He's a sharpshooter. What are you hearing around Slashchert?
Sounds like it's all West Coast. He is a California native who was playing at University of Penn. sounds like he wants to go back to that West Coast. Although I did hear a couple schools were out there, like Texas A&M, Kansas, and Indiana. I can't confirm Rutgers did reach out to him. There was a phone call that took place to try to gauge his interest. And that's where it gets a little interesting, because why is Rutgers looking into a guard option? Unless a couple guards were leaving.
Yeah, I think it'd be a surprise if that was not the case. Clearly, Rutgers is targeting a shooter or two in the portal, which we definitely need. We drastically need. Sure. And a guy like Slashchert, I think he shot close to 40% from three this past year at Penn.
Yeah, he put up some crazy good numbers for them. I know people on our boards like to compare him to, who was it, Cam Spencer?
they're not really that similar.
At all. Attempted 6 per game and shot at a 42.2% rate from three.
Yeah, that is outstanding.
Pretty fucking good. And it's not like football. I've said this before. It's not like football where he does it at this lower level and can he do it at this level? And it's like, no, if you're a shooter, you're a shooter. that's it. But it doesn't sound like Rutgers is going to end up landing them. Although they did reach out, and we've been told multiple times, people keep asking me, like, where's the defense is going to be if Mont Mag leaves? And it's like, Jeremiah Williams is your defense. Ace Bailey has a little bit of a paint presence on defense, but they want offense. They want to get more offense on this team, and they don't think it's a secret, number one. And number two, they need it. They're averaging what? Like, they have three of the top bottom four, like, effective field goal percentages in high major basketball. One of those guys was like the worst in like almost all the worst of all college basketball. Like, that's just, they need offense, some type of offense. So it's going to be interesting this year, offseason.
Yeah. And expect things to kind of blow up next week regarding who's, you know, being contacted by Rutgers and interest being shown. Are there any other names that you are aware of right now that Rutgers has reached out to?
It sounds like they're starting to peek into what's the kid from Cornell that didn't play? Mannon?
Chris Mannon.
I thought it was Clark Mannon for some reason. It does sound like there is a little bit of interest there. It's very early, so it's hard to tell. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say it's early. He's been in the portal since October, technically. But yeah, no, they're definitely going to peek into him. they want shooters. Like, they really just want shooters. They need a shooter. They want a big man, too. I'm told that there's potential with someone. I can't really say much about it, but it's not like set in stone, so it's more so like they're waiting. But the fact that they're pushing a big man tells me that probably, again, they're probably gonna lose a big man or two even. I don't think Wolfolk ends up staying. I think Emmanuel Ogbol, there's a good chance he could leave. Does he stay? I don't know. Like, he didn't really show me much this year, to be honest with you. I think he was just not an enforcer. Like, I know everyone's like, yeah, look at him. He's stepping on people. What an enforcer. And it's like, wait, what? How the hell do we defend that one? Like, it's not, this isn't Duke where it's like, hey, that guy's like a first team All-American. He can trip people. It's fine. This guy was like 22 minutes a game and he was like stepping on people. And it's like, they had defenders. It was weird. But yeah, no, I don't think he's going to play much at all next year. And I think Somerville, like I said, Somerville's centered number two probably. And I think Cliff still leaves, whether it be portal or graduation, that's still to be determined. Still think he leaves, and I think you need a big man. So I think they'll definitely be active in the portal for a big man, but no names as of yet, and you probably won't hear many this weekend at all. You'll probably have to wait till Monday when guys can actually start entering the portal for a change that aren't graduate transfers.
Yeah, Mannon is probably one of my favorite guys who's currently in the portal that has some kind of loose connections to Rutgers, so... He is a guy who went to St. Joe's Regional. He spent a year at post-grad at St. Thomas More, but he's the highest rated guy in the Ivy League, according to Evan Maya, by a huge margin. He's an elite defender. He only played, so the way Cornell plays, they have like a 10-man rotation. So he was first team Ivy League, all Ivy League this year, but he only played 22 minutes a game. He averaged 12.7 points a game shooting 58% from the field on 9 attempts a game, 71% from the line, 35% from 3, 4 rebounds a game, 3 assists a game, and almost 2.5 steals a game. He's got length, he's got size, he's an explosive athlete. If you watch his highlights, it's like so many times it's just him like blowing by somebody and getting to the rim and dunking it. Very, very high level athlete. So he's a guy that I think would fit in perfectly here. When you have a guy who's playing in the Ivy League, especially for 4 years. He's a guy who, you know, probably pretty smart and experienced, and he was the captain there. So you just got to, he would be somebody who I would love to get. So glad to hear that we're at least somewhat interested in him.
Yeah, this, it's going to be interesting to see who enters the portal still, because like there's so many names that are being rumored and mentioned and whatever. Like, this whole Discord thing, like that Troy Donovan runs, like there's just multiple names. Like, who's the most recent one? Mark Armstrong.
Yeah, he mentioned Mark Armstrong possibly entering the portal, who should sound familiar to most Rutgers fans. He was a guy that Rutgers recruited pretty heavily as a high school athlete. I think he was ranked in the top 50. He's from St. Peter's Prep. Rutgers came in second or third for him. I forget which one.
I think it was.
But he was also. I know he was high on Rutgers. Rutgers offered him. He came on campus multiple times for visits. But he was a guy who played at Team USA with Dylan and Ace this past summer when they went to Turkey. So obviously he knows Dylan. So he hasn't entered yet, but he's a rumored name to possibly enter.
Put it like this. If he's mentioning it, he's going to enter. Like, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think he's mentioned Mbako as well, who I think Rutgers will definitely peek at. But I'm not really sure they're going to end up landing him for the sole fact that, like, he's going to want minutes. He's going to want scoring. He's going to want the ball. I mean, he'll get minutes. I shouldn't have said that. But he's going to want to score, and he's going to want to get the ball a ton. And with Ace and Dylan, and even Jeremiah, you're probably not going to get the ball a whole lot.
So. Yeah, probably not. But, I mean, there will be opportunities to get some minutes for both a wing and a guard and a big at Rutgers next year. So,
For sure.
Be interesting to see who they target. Next week is going to be crazy. I'm really excited for it. This is kind of the calm before the storm, I'd say right now. So Is there anything else you wanted to hit on before we head out of here today?
No, I'd say it's going to be a relatively quiet weekend, it sounds like. We'll see how quiet, because every time they say that, something happens. So, I wouldn't be tuned out completely, but I'd probably be a little tuned out this weekend. I don't think anything's going to happen. So check in on some bracket stuff, I guess. Oh, we're setting up a Yahoo bracket. I'm going to put the link in below if you want to join. Bunch of giveaways we got. We got a free year subscription of the Night Report. We got another Dylan Harper signed trading card. I'm working on getting a Rutgers jersey that we're going to give away too for one of the top three. If you finish in the top three, you're going to get these prizes. You're going to get some kind of prize, whether it be the year or whatever. It might be a combination of things. I'm still trying to figure out what I could do. I'll probably give away this. What do I do with this? This Night and Day Apparel Trapezoid of Terror t-shirt ahead of next year. You might want to wear that next year. There's a bunch of stuff. So if you haven't already, join that. We have another giveaway. Are we going to do that next week?
We will be doing the giveaway on Monday. Whenever we have our next podcast next week, we will be doing the home field gift card giveaway. We have two $50 home field apparel gift cards that we're giving away. If you want to be entered, this is your last chance. You can either – there's two ways you can do it. You can either write a review on Apple Podcasts and mention This Is March. Don't just put This Is March. Just include it somewhere in your review. Or you could make a comment below in this video with a comment, This Is March, and you'll be entered. If you write a review on Apple Podcasts, you get two entries. If you write a review below, you'll get one, and we'll do the drawing on Monday. And we'll send those out to you guys whenever you get back to us.
Sweet.
All right. So everybody get ready for next week because it's going to be crazy. But for me and Richie, this has been another edition of the Night Report Podcast. So.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.